It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Stacy Besh. She is with Team Iowa. They're coming to the Valley City Highlander Activity Center, and they're going to be talking about a very important topic, human trafficking. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Stacy, this topic of human trafficking, we see a lot of it in the movies and on TV and stuff like that, but your team is part of Boots on the Ground. And you've got some stories to share and also a movie to share and some tips, too. Tell us a little bit more about the focus of your visit to Valley City.
That's awesome. Yes, we are a group from Iowa. But the main thing is why we're trying to inspire all other states, because the United States is the number one. We're the number one in the world when it comes to human trafficking for demand, for selling, for trafficking, any victim. But what we've been doing for 2 years is bringing awareness, and it's starting to spill over into the states that surround us. But I'm also going to Miami tomorrow to do the same thing. But our presentation is this. We bought the educational license to a documentary called Grid Shock. Now, that was produced right here in Iowa, and it's mainly about Iowa with some of the stats. But however, it could go to any and apply to any state, because it's going to build the foundation. What is trafficking? What does it look like? Who's involved? What is a John? And, of course, it gets into a little bit of the laws of Iowa, but a lot of the laws are very similar. And, of course, I did a little brush up and homework on what's going on in North Dakota with some of the laws there, so I'll be talking about that as well. Once the documentary is over, and it's a 55-minute long documentary, but it's a really, like I said, really good foundation, then I get up and I will be speaking and sharing for about an hour actual stories that are happening in small, rural, Midwest areas, because that will bring more eye-opening and awareness to what's happening and what it kind of looks like. But I will get into what to look for, action steps, because everybody needs to leave feeling that they can do their part to help eradicate this horrible crime. And then I want to get to the weeds of the garden, and which is how do we help stop this with our children? Because sextortion and pornography and human trafficking is all intertwined immensely. And so how do we go after this and educate? And that will kind of conclude the program. So it's a very much an eye-opening, and ears have got to be open too to help this.
Now, Stacy, how did this become a passion for you and your family?
You know, it's interesting, because a lot of people they wonder if I've, been a victim or know a victim of my family, and that's not the case. But, I am just going to share with you that it was a calling from God. I really do believe that God placed it on my heart. I've been a speaker for 25 years. I've been, doing this. I've had multiple jobs, but been a speaker. I just had no idea I was going to be molded to do this and speak about this topic. But when you're called to do something and you can do your part, and I care so much not only about our country, but I care about our children, I just felt it was the perfect fit to say, I'll raise my hand, I'll take on human trafficking. And when someone says, I'll take on human trafficking, I had no idea what I was about to get myself into. Not only does it put a big target on my back, but it's just nothing surprises me anymore by the stories, the numerous stories I've heard from victims that just kind of rip your heart out. And it can get heavy, very heavy sometimes.
Have you and other advocates been threatened by traffickers?
Yes. Yes, they have. I've had 3 death threats myself in 2 years. I also know I'm protected, so.
Wow. Well, that story is coming to Valley City. That's incredible. It's a free will offering, but you're accepting donations for expenses, right?
Yeah, that's the free will donation. If people want to, they feel called to, put some money in the bucket to help just pay for gas and hotels and time, great. I mean, I'm going to keep doing it no matter what. But, everybody's been so gracious to me, and it's been a blessing that I've never had to pay for my gas or my hotels yet. It's a way to get out there on a mission. And tomorrow night will be my 150th presentation is tomorrow night. So by the time I get to North Dakota, I'll be over that 150 mark, and I'm proud to say that, because we just know the only way to eradicate this is to bring awareness.
Anything else to add to the program here today that I forgot to ask?
I would recommend to people, it's a highly informative, educational, eye-opening presentation, but I recommend you bring children 10 years of age and older to it. People always wonder, what's the age that I can bring them? There is sexual content, but it's not graphic content. And even so, if you think your 10-year-old hasn't heard some of the words we're going to talk about, you're kind of kidding yourself. So if you want to protect your children, bring them.
All right. Thank you, Stacy, for sharing that. We look forward to your visit here in Valley City, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Stacy Besh, she is going to be presenting at Gridshock, the film, and giving a presentation here in the Highlander Activity Center in Valley City on Saturday, May 31st, 2 o'clock, educating the public on the dangers of human trafficking and, of course, bringing up some key points as well and how maybe you want to get involved or at least learn how you can protect yourself against human trafficking. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.